to the law and to the testimony. It has ever been the effort of the enemy of righteousness to lead men to disregard the claims of the law of Jehovah. And through his prophets, God has ever sought to bring men to a realization of the binding claims of his eternal and unchangeable law. Of his ancient people, it is written, "The Lord testified against Israel, and against Judah, by all the prophets, and by all the seers, saying, Turn ye from your evil ways, and keep my commandments and my statutes, according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets." In this our day, when there is manifest a widespread tendency to throw away the restraint of God's law, Mrs. White has firmly and fearlessly endeavored to bring to the consciences of men the sacredness of the divine requirements. The immutability of that law, and the vital necessity of obedience, through the power of Christ, to its every requirement, including the fourth commandment, has been constantly urged in her public work. Of the relation of the law to the gospel she has written, "In the life of Christ the principles of the law are made plain, and as the Holy Spirit of God touches the heart, as the light of Christ reveals to men their need of his cleansing blood and his justifying righteousness, the law is still an agent in bringing us to Christ, that we may be justified by faith. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Till heaven and earth pass, said Jesus, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. The sun shining in the heavens, the solid earth upon which you dwell, are God's witnesses that his law is changeless and eternal. Though they may pass away, the divine precepts shall endure. It is easier for heaven and earth to pass, than one tittle of the law to fail. The system of types that pointed to Jesus as the Lamb of God was to be abolished at his death, but the precepts of the Decalogue are as immutable as the throne of God.